You're listening to The Bob Duco Show. Spending our last few minutes with Lynn Suzek. She's author of the book First Wash the Inside, Escaping Hypocrisy, a guidebook to freedom in Christ. And she joins me in studio. All right, Lynn, for our last few minutes together next, I'm like, oh, do I open up this can of worms? Because your book is a controversial book.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that you talk about in your book is something that I have mentioned occasionally on my show, but oh my goodness, I get hammered from people on this. And it's something that I'll just tell everybody right now, it involves divorce and remarriage.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that I would argue 90% of pastors don't even have the guts to touch this mm-hmm. with a 10-foot pole.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing has always been, we have to be willing to look at what the actual truth is. And it's a very difficult pill, Lynn, for some people to swallow, that almost all of the Bible translations unfortunately mistranslate a particular Greek word when it comes to divorce and remarriage. And when we read about a man will not divorce his wife, the word divorce, when you look in the manuscripts, okay, the actual Greek word there is not for divorce, it's for put away, mm-hmm. which is a completely separate concept that's discussed in the mm-hmm. Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things that's been kind of glossed over mm-hmm. by a lot of people, and we've formed a theology on this. And so if you would explain, and there are some Bible scholars and some theologians who have had the guts to point out what you point out in your book, but 90-some% of everybody else is going to say blasphemy, what you're just now saying.
Right.
Go ahead and explain that if you would.
Well, the mistranslations are in the book. I'm going to leave the, unless you have the word there, I don't have it memorized.
Apollyo.
Okay, so the whole concept of, you know, having to take a second look at certain verses that look like at first glance that they're saying, you know, well, it's obvious that God hates divorce and never divorce, but when you understand, first you have to take your glasses off that are legalistic, because you get taught that, and then you have these, you know, you're viewing all the scriptures through this legalistic lens, and it's twisting everything. It's like a tapeworm that sucks the life out of verses that are supposed to heal you. And what happens is you take on this idea, and then you've judged people, and people are judging themselves, saying, I can't get out of this situation that's abusive, because then I'll be going against God. The Bible clearly says, but it's not the way that people are being taught. God didn't, you know, he took us out from under the law, all the rules and regulations, and gave us the gift of eternal life. And, you know, when Paul describes and tries to tell you in Romans and Hebrews over and over, you're not under the law, you're under grace. He doesn't turn around and start giving you new rules to follow, and, you know, start a new set of, well, now you should wear head coverings in church, and the women should have long hair, and don't, you know, that goes against, spiritually speaking, against the whole message of being saved by grace. It's absolutely wrong to tell people that under no circumstances whatsoever should you ever get divorced. Sometimes, you know, we go through several divorces in our life, like leaving a church or leaving a job, and I go through and explain that in my chapter 11, and those are very emotional, but they're necessary sometimes. And when you have a situation that is wrong in a marriage, you know, a husband or a wife is sometimes somebody that you need to, you know, cut off a relationship with too, and save the children from abusive situations. So mm-hmm. I definitely think it's very damaging what's going on.
Well, and the challenge for people, and I know your average person, they just read the Bible. They don't think, well, I'm not a Greek scholar, a Hebrew scholar. And so just a lot of people don't know the original Greek in many of these words, because what they're going to say is, they're going to say, Lynn, everything you're saying may make sense, but if it says in the Bible, if Jesus and Paul said, you cannot divorce your wife except for marital unfaithfulness, you cannot divorce her because mm-hmm. if she remarries, then you're causing her to commit adultery.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What they're going to do, what, that's what it clearly says in the Bible. So now you have to recognize it wasn't written in English. Okay.
Right,
it was originally, especially in the New Testament, it was written in Greek. And so you have to look at, is divorce the actual right word? And in Scripture, and this is what you point out in your book. And as I say, I've had Bible scholars that I've talked with about this, some of them that are brave enough to go ahead and acknowledge this, okay, that you do see that in the Bible, there are two completely separate things that happen.
Yes.
There's putting your wife away, and there's divorcing her or giving her a certificate of divorce. Mm-hmm. And what men in the Old Testament did is that they, if they put their wife away, in other words, it just said, I don't like you, I don't, whatever, you know, go away from me, get out of my house. But you don't give her a certificate of divorce, you're leaving her technically still married
to
you.
That's correct.
So she can't marry someone else because she's still married to you. Giving her a certificate of divorce was actually a way to free her up to now go and get remarried.
Right.
And I want to point out, because I know this is so controversial, I want to point out Deuteronomy 24, 1 and 2 says, when a man hath taken a wife and married her, and it come to pass that she find no favor in his eyes because he hath found some uncleanness in her, then let him write her a bill of divorcement and give it to her hand, set her out of the house, and when she is departed out of the house, she may go and be another man's wife. Mm-hmm. So if she's given a certificate of divorce, she could be another man's wife.
Mm-hmm.
This is for a reason less than marital unfaithfulness, because if it was marital unfaithfulness, this was under the law, she would have been stoned.
Right.
So she wouldn't have had an opportunity to go out and be another man's wife at this point. Now, that doesn't mean that we treat marriage lightly.
Mm-mm.
And that we say, okay, let's just end the covenant. No, you fight for it, of course. But when you get to the New Testament, and when Jesus is talking, he says, if a man divorce his wife, okay, you look at the actual Greek word that he used there, it was apolio.
Mm-hmm.
And that Greek word doesn't mean divorce, it means put away.
Right.
And so there's a completely separate word for divorce. So if a man, what Jesus is saying is if a man puts his wife away, in other words, says to his wife, get out,
mm-hmm.
okay, but he doesn't give her a certificate of divorce.
Right.
He just tells her, get out. What he's doing is he's putting her in a position where if she goes and remarries, she's going to be committing adultery because she's still technically married to him.
Exactly.
Okay? He says, so really what he's saying is if a man puts away his wife for any reason other than marital unfaithfulness, and the reason is marital unfaithfulness would have meant that she would have been stoned because mm-hmm. they were still under the law at that time. So she wouldn't have been eligible for remarriage. She would be dead.
Right.
So if he puts her away for anything other than marital unfaithfulness, which would be the death penalty for her. If he puts her away for a different reason, you can't just put her away.
Right.
Or she's not able to remarry.
Mm-hmm.
Put away has been translated in the English as divorce, and it's not an accurate translation.
Yes.
And now it's one of those things where I think 99% of churches just go with the word divorce, and that's what they assume it to be, and nobody even knows about the put away thing. So,
right.
I know it's hugely controversial. Have you caught any flack for that in your book?
Sitting in a wheelchair, people just kind of go,
that's right. You're a quadriplegic. It's like, who's going to yell at you?
Yeah, right? Not yet, but I got my punching gloves on, so I'm ready. No,
card. You're yelling at me. I'm in a wheelchair.
No, I don't have to play it. People just go look at the other person and go, how can you yell at her? She's in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm standing up for those who are being, mistreated by the church, looked down upon. I mean, when you go through a marriage that you have to end because you see your children are suffering, and then what's your stigma after that? People stay married in bad marriages that are really abusive because they think that they're supposed to never get divorced. So the damage goes either way, before and after. And I'm not promoting divorce by any means, but when a limb is infected and is gangrene, you got to cut it off, if it's not going to get better.
Yeah, I just, because now I want to make sure as we kind of wind down our time together, mm-hmm. to do the disclaimer for the other side of this,
yeah.
that you're not taking a frivolous attitude
not
toward divorce. I mean, the fact is you are entering a covenant relationship, and this needs to be a very strong and serious bond that you fight for.
Do whatever you can to keep that.
Right. And we do have a society that treats marriage as a disposable
mm-hmm.
thing, and
right.
we cannot and should not view it that way.
Right. And the reason that you're divorcing matters. I mean, people are, I'm just tired of this person. I don't know what else. Far be it from me to judge somebody else for that reason, but it still matters.
You're addressing the people who say, my husband is abusing me, beating the children, just horrible situations left and right. But you know what? They haven't committed that one legalistic, act, if you will. They haven't cheated on me. And so, mm-hmm. therefore, I guess I don't have the legal a basis for divorcing this person who doesn't want to, you know, whatever. What you're saying is if we actually look to the original Greek, that's not the only legal justification, if you will.
Right. There's wrong reasons right reasons for both sides.
But it's taboo to even suggest such a thing. Because most pastors don't even know what the original
they
Greek
don't know
says.
What to
and
do.
The ones that do, most of them are afraid to address it.
Mm-hmm.
Some do.
So that's why I just think the book is great for counseling, pastors, and for prison ministry. So
right. Folks, the book again is entitled First Wash the Inside. It's from Zulon Press. It's by Lynn Suzek. Lynn, it's always great seeing you, and I appreciate you coming in studio with us today.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Hey, take care now.
Hey, thanks for taking some of my flack.
You bet. You're listening to The Bob Duco Show. Email me your comments, bob@crawfordbroadcasting.com.